It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire and Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, junior hockey teams are getting ready for next season with their spring camps taking place. The North Peace Navigators of the NWJHL have their camp taking place this weekend at the Baytex Energy Center. We talked with head coach and GM Jody Messna about their preparations for it.
Pretty good. We've got quite a few kids registered so far, but we're always accepting guys right up until Friday, I guess, if we can, but just makes planning easier, obviously, if we kind of have a set number, but things are going well.
And, of course, this past season, Nav's had a lot of younger guys on the team there, so that means you got quite a number of guys sort of, I guess, eligible to come back and return for next season. How do you think that's going to help sort of keeping the team kind of going for next year?
Well, definitely a positive, right, that we've got quite a few guys returning. There's no doubt we had a young team this year, so that's definitely going to be a factor, and hopefully those guys that are returning will, they've got a year under their belt, so to speak, and hopefully they can provide some guidance or leadership with the new guys coming on the team here for the fall, for sure.
I definitely noticed during kind of the last little bit of the regular season that, a lot of the young guys you had this year, things started to sort of kind of come together a little bit. Do you think that building on sort of that stronger play you had down near the end of the season is something to definitely work on going towards next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Look to continue that. We changed things, sort of how we approached the team and how we interacted with going from what we wanted to accomplish in practices and games based on some of the performance we had up until probably around Christmas time. I guess we sort of had a changing point in the way we approached things and set some different goals as a team, and I think that really helped improve our play as of from coming back from the Christmas break. It was definitely a step notice that you could see. And, guys had fun, and we had fun, down the stretch for sure.
And as the team kind of makes its way through the off season here, what, I guess, are going to be some of the biggest things that you're looking forward to kind of sort of add to this team before next year gets going?
We'll definitely need to replace, the guys that we've lost. I mean, there's our four overagers that we lost this year are definitely going to be some huge holes to fill, especially guys like, all of them, Johnny Noski and Robbie and Phoenix Chris, that there's some big holes to fill there in the lineup. So those are some of the key positions we're definitely wanting to replace. I think add some experience, and probably a little bit more, I'd like it to be a little bit more aggressive, not in a bad way, but I'd like us to be more of an aggressive hockey team on the puck, especially, and I think we need to kind of adapt some of our style to accomplish that. And so those are some of the things that we're hoping to fail here for next year for sure.
In other news in the NWJHL, there could be two more teams in the league next season. League announced over the weekend that they have received letters of intent from groups looking to get expansion teams in Lacrete and Beaver Lodge. League played some preseason games in Lacrete back in September, while Beaver Lodge was previously in the league with the Beaver Lodge Blades franchise that folded in 2018. No final decisions have been made yet. That'll come with the league's AGM on May the 1st. There is one NWJHL team that's still playing right now. The Fort St. John Huskies will represent the league at the Alberta Junior B Provincials in Wainwright this weekend. Just two NWJHL teams have managed to win the Russ Barnes Trophy as the top Junior B team of the province, the Whitecourt Wolverines in 2012 and the Navs in 2016. Speaking of championships, the High Prairie Red Wings have won the GMHL's West Division title for a second year in a row. They completed a four-game sweep of Ensign with a 14-1 win on Monday night. Now, they won't be playing in a national playoff series with the winners of the GMHL's other divisions in Ontario and Quebec, but the league says they want to hold a series like that in the future. That's a River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts service and, of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill and Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.